And you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, my next guest has made quite a name for himself over the last couple of years, playing sold-out shows around the country, playing to countless thousands of people on online streams on Facebook and YouTube, playing for President Michael D. Higgins, and also at halftime at the Aviva Stadium. He's a Naas native, Dan McCabe. Good morning and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Owen. Thanks very much for having me. I think there's a lot that's happened since the last time we spoke. I remember being up with you in the studio, but yeah, God, a lot has happened. It's just been crazy. I suppose lockdown really kicked things off. Before lockdown, I was gigging in pubs and stuff, and then when the lockdown happened, obviously there was no pubs to gig in, so I kind of had to adapt and do something else. So just out of boredom, I suppose, I started posting some videos online, and just the reaction to it was absolutely phenomenal. It was crazy. So yeah, now it's kind of, after lockdown, I found myself in a position where I was able to go on a tour of Ireland and, I suppose, yeah, play some massive venues and do some really fun stuff in between all of it. It was a great experience.
Tell us about the early days when you started music. So for people who don't know, myself and yourself were in school together in Piper's Hill, so you're the same age as me in the mid-20s. But you've always had an interest in music. There's a bit of a musical history in the family as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like my dad is a musician, his dad was a musician, and like my great-great-grandfather is a musician. Like it's been something that's been passed down through generations. And now I have a daughter as well. She's 4 and she's looking like she's going to be a musician as well, which is great. So it's just something that's kind of in the blood with the family. Like I said, it's just been passed down through generations. So it's great to carry on the family tradition, you know.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you've played shows around the county in pubs, and that's how you kind of got your name out there. But when lockdown came, you used it to your advantage because everything was online, doing live streams and, you know, playing from your sitting room or your bedroom. And that's where a lot of people started tuning into your music.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it was only for my partner, Kira. She kind of coaxed me to go up to the bedroom and record some music. And I didn't really think that people would want to actually listen to it, but she convinced me anyways to go up and record some stuff and post it out, and so I did. And just the reaction was crazy. I suppose people didn't have a whole lot to do, and there was a lot of time being spent on Facebook and YouTube and this kind of stuff, so I kind of got lucky in a sense. I was actually working as a healthcare worker myself in Naas Hospital, and I was coming home in the evenings, and it was tough days, and it was a tough time just in general. But I get home in the evenings, and just as a form of escaping the doom and gloom of the day, I'd go up and record some music, and that was my way of just dealing with just the stress of lockdown. Like, but after posting the videos and just seeing the reaction and just the messages that we've received from people, just saying how much the music actually helped them as well, and the music helped them through hard times as well, you know, it makes it all the more worthwhile, you know.
I didn't realise you were working up in Naas Hospital, actually, Dan. So you were doing that in the early part of the pandemic, was it?
Yeah, in the early part of the pandemic. Just a neighbour of mine said that there was a position available, and I just said, I just said, why not? So, I was working as a household assistant, but it's basically just a porter, and then I was in the cleaning part of the hospital, and also in the catering section. So I've done a few jobs up there, but it was the staff up there were absolutely amazing. They were so friendly, so nice to me. But the job was incredibly eye opening and tough at times, but it was definitely worthwhile, you know.
We're going to play one of the songs that you've covered in a moment. You're doing music now, I'd imagine, full-time, and you've had a very, very busy couple of years. You found your niche, though, and I'm sure it's quite hard for an artist who's starting out to kind of decide what kind of music you're going to play or whether you're going to do covers, etc. You do kind of the older Irish classics, the likes of Luke Kelly, the Dubliners, and loads others there, which seem to connect well with people.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's in the family. Irish music, especially, is what the family is known for. But when I was gigging in pubs, you kind of have to cater to a wider audience. You don't know who's coming into the pub or who's coming into a restaurant, for instance. But Irish music is definitely where my heart is at, and it's what I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, so talk to me then a little bit, Dan, about the Irish tour that you've went on this year. We mentioned this from the outset, and also some of the highlights along the way, playing at the Aviva Stadium, playing at the Auras for Michael D. Higgins, and you've also been on the Late Late Show as well, so it has been quite a roller coaster couple of years.
Oh, absolutely. We started the tour in October of last year, and we finished in March of this year, and between that date and this date, we've done about 52 dates, 52 concerts around the country, played in every county in the country, and it was just incredible, like, from playing in the Olympia and the INEC in Killarney to playing just some small community halls. Just met some great people along the way, and friends for life, you know. It was just a great experience to travel Ireland with Irish music and just celebrate our culture, you know. It was a fantastic experience. So I was sitting in my bedroom, and a phone call came from a Dublin number, and I didn't recognize the number, and I just answered it, and it was just like, "Hi, Daniel, calling from Michael Higgins' office." And I genuinely thought one of my friends was messing with me. But as it turned out, it was President Higgins' secretary, and he just said that the president was a fan, and he wanted me to come up and sing as part of his New Year's Eve speech. So obviously I was delighted and very, very honoured to be asked. And then the Aviva was by request of the Irish football team. Apparently, they're big fans, the guys in the squad. They just requested for me to come up and sing at halftime. You know, that was just a crazy experience again. You know, 52,000 people in a stadium, and the Cristiano Ronaldo was there, and you know, all the superstars of the Portugal team. But it was some experience.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's not bad to have those guys listening to your music, I suppose, when they're getting ready for the match or at halftime.
Absolutely, yeah.
But also here within the county, Dan, I know you've a very loyal support from Naas. You're originally from Sarto. Yourself and Gary Cully are doing the estate proud there. But the support seems to travel with you from Kildare to the various venues that you go to.
Oh, no, absolutely. The support, the local support has been, you know, it's what really kicked things off for me. Was just the people in the local area sharing my stuff, and then it kind of got out to a wider audience. But myself and Gary, we've been working hard for a very long time now, and it's kind of starting to, the hard work is coming to proof, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, it's a great story. Great to chat to you. As I said, we were in school together back in Piper's Hill. We had some great days there as well. But it's fantastic to see yourself and Gary, another former student of Piper's Hill, doing well on the boxing scene, yourself with the music scene, and no doubt we'll chat to you again soon. We're going to play one of the most known songs from yourself that you've covered. This one is Grace, but Dan McCabe from Naas, good to talk to you, and we'll chat soon.
Same to you all. Mind yourself. Thanks very much.